The bills would require schools to carry supplies of naloxone, the drug used to treat heroin overdoses and in many cases prevent deaths. They would also require better management of patients treated for drug addiction and convert some recently closed state prisons to treatment centers. Task Force leader and chair of the Senate Alcohol and Drug Abuse Committee, Phil Boyle, says he hopes Democrats in the Assembly agree to the package in the remaining weeks of the session. Otherwise, he says, further action should be taken.
Actually calling the governor to call a special session of the state legislature to deal with this heroin and opioids situation, but hopefully we will not need that in the summer.
In a statement, the leader of the Senate Democrats, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, says heroin and opioid abuse is not a Republican or Democratic issue. She says she hopes to come to an agreement on joint legislation soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.